Welcome to this bonus edition of Straight Talk. I'm Laurel Porter. I'm talking with the three sheriffs from Washington, Clackamas, and Multnomah counties. For the first time in history, all three sheriff's departments are being led by women. Welcome again to Multnomah County Sheriff Nicole Morrissey O'Donnell, Clackamas County Sheriff Angela Brandenburg, and Washington County Sheriff Caprice Massey. We had so much to talk about in our main episode of Straight Talk that you can find on KGW online, but we wanted to continue our conversation for just a few minutes. So thanks again for extending our conversation. I wanted to ask you about the importance of diversity. We were talking in the main show about recruiting, retaining staff. Sheriff Massey, how critical is that to your recruitment?
It's incredibly critical because we have got to find a way to be more reflective of the diverse communities we're serving. Can you imagine what it might feel like to have a woman show up to you in your worst day, your worst moment as your first responder? We have to find ways to show up, also to consider people's different cultural experiences. There are a lot of people in our communities whose cultures have maybe some long history of mistrust with different law enforcement agencies from different countries. And if we have more diversity in our agencies, we'll be more prepared to be able to show up, and whether it's interpreting or just giving people the potential for an experience that they find comforting because their responder is someone that looks like them or has some shared life experience like them or speaks their language.
Mm-hmm. Along those same lines, there are a lot of people, as you well know, that have had negative interactions with law enforcement. What are you doing to try to impact how they feel, try to change maybe how their experience with law enforcement? Sheriff Brandenburg.
Yeah, I think it's leaning into those uncomfortable conversations. Oftentimes what I find, it is some misunderstandings, some misinterpretations, and just explaining the why we do things in law enforcement is really helpful for people to understand. They may not like it, but at least they know the why, and that's really helpful.
Sheriff
in those conversations.
Yeah, I think it's really important that we're finding other ways to engage with our community. We want people to have experiences with us that aren't based on a 911 call. Being able to listen and learn from our community members, we've had opportunities through training where we're hearing experiences from people that really get to the heart of how we're doing our work every day and how can we think about our response and how that's impacting others. I do think it's really important that we're not just explaining our role, but we're really taking in information so we can help develop new strategies alongside our community. And so that's been one of my primary goals and cornerstones of how I lead our organization is about community engagement and knowing that every single interaction we have will shape the public's experiences mm-hmm. and our reputation well into the future.
Well, Sheriff Morrissey O'Donnell, as you told us in our main episode, the sheriff is in charge of the jails, but Multnomah County saw an unusual spike in inmate deaths mm-hmm. since 2022. There were 10 inmates who died in custody. That was compared to, I think, almost half of the 21 that died since 2015. They died of overdose and suicide. How concerned are you about that, and how are you responding to that?
First, thinking and just wanting to be real clear with everyone that any loss of life in our facilities is a tragedy. And knowing that I am committed to the safety and well-being of everyone that is in our corrections facilities and committed to investigating each and every situation in our facilities thoroughly and completely. I also recognize the impacts that these situations, that having someone lose their life in our facilities, the impacts to family, to loved ones, to our community, to victims and survivors of alleged crimes, as well as our staff that are responding. So I reached out to National Institute of Corrections to ask for technical assistance and bring a national expert into our facilities to review our policies and procedures, come to our sites, both of our facilities, and do an assessment and provide recommendations. And now we are in the process of working through those recommendations for a project plan, which I will continue to be open and transparent with community about our progress.
As we, on a different subject, as we enter sort of polarizing political season, looking ahead to the November election with a rematch between President Biden and former President Trump, the Portland City Council just approved funding that the Portland Police Bureau had asked for a crowd control unit in anticipation we might see more protests in November. How concerned are all of you about that, and how are you preparing, Sheriff Massey?
Well, I will say, it leads us back to what we talked about earlier a little bit, in that our short staffing is going to just add another layer of complexity for us. But with the advent of AI and things like that, we are working with our county elections and everyone on our staff to make sure that we have plans in place and are prepared to respond at a moment's notice to anything that happens within our community.
Sheriff Brandenburg.
Yeah, so we work collaboratively with all of our law enforcement partners. We meet via Zoom these days. And so we share information, which is super helpful. We don't operate in silos. And so that collaboration makes our community safer. And that's what we will be doing with this upcoming election. Well, all the elections and other things.
So let me ask you about in 2020, during the Portland protests, before you were both sheriffs, none of you were sheriffs at the time, but the sheriffs at the time refused to send deputies to help Portland police with crowd control during the protests. Are you willing to help with things in November if they get out of control?
So I can tell you that I know that we, while we were not downtown per se on the line, we were out in East Precinct. We were helping to ensure that that precinct was safe. We were down with Multnomah County Sheriff's Office helping keep the Justice Center safe. And so, like I said, but working collaboratively, making sure that we can do what we can to support our law enforcement partners.
Sheriff Massey, want to add to that?
The other thing that I will add is that back then and going forward, we also have a practice of helping with their most critical priority calls where we all meet in borders around the counties. And so we do work collaboratively together.
And Sheriff Morse O'Donnell, you've explained to me that you are in a unique position when it comes to the protests.
Yeah, having a large jail in the middle of downtown Portland, our main responsibility is to ensure the safety and security of individuals housed in our corrections facility, but every operation that supports our corrections facility, from our medical professionals to Department of Community Justice professionals to our deputies, that my responsibility is to ensure the safety of the individuals in that building.
Let me add on kind of a fun note. What do you think would surprise people at home the most about your job as sheriff, Sheriff Brandenburg?
Oh gosh, just I think it's that you're on 24/7, and it is challenging. Law enforcement is challenging in itself, 24/7, 365 operation, but it is all the time. So just trying to find that work-life balance is challenging.
Sure, Massey.
I'll just expand on that a little bit. I have found that there's no such thing as work-life balance for me. And so sometimes I really have to be invested and maybe over-invested in the work of leading. And then there are other times when my daughters need me more or I need to do more at home. And so they get more and I have to rely on my team more to help me out with the operations at work. And so, I find that there's just so much, and trying to figure out who needs the most right now is really my current challenge.
Just hope that everybody doesn't need everything all
right,
at once.
All at once.
Sheriff Morse O'Donnell.
So just in my most recent experience, because I have been in higher level leadership roles since 2017, but the collaboration and the welcoming of our female sheriffs has been phenomenal. I had an opportunity to go to Major County Sheriff's Conference where there are women running large agencies across our nation. And the minute that I walked in the door, they were coming over to introduce themselves and talk about how can we work together? If you have a question, please reach out. We're all facing similar challenges, but different based on the communities that we're serving. And so I personally found that I really didn't expect that from just being there in 2019 and only seeing a handful, and then walking in 2024, and the room had 13 to 15 out of a group of about 70.
Wow, and so encouraging.
It was really an amazing experience.
Well, Sheriff Brandenburg, we'll give you the final word.
Yeah, I would just say that it's amazing to be with these two women sheriffs, and the woman sheriff in Michelle Duncan, who is in Linn County, and the reception that we have from the other male sheriffs throughout the state is certainly just a wonderful leadership opportunity for us to be able to get better, grow with them. And with these ladies here, it is just an amazing, amazing time to be sheriff.
Well, Sheriff Brandenburg, Sheriff Massey, Sheriff Morrissey O'Donnell, thank you for your service to our communities. And thank you for joining us for this bonus episode of Straight Talk. You can find this and our main episode on KGW Plus and on our website. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time for Straight Talk.